Christ, being rooted and grounded in love. That brings it down to earth. That brings it to the here and now. And that is what is going on in our relationships. Your family, your friends, your work, your school, your church, your fellowship, your relationship with Jesus. Those are all faith, being rooted and grounded in love through relationships. Our life in Christ is grounded as we experience God's love. It's not just the big things, it's the small wow moments that y'all hear me talking about. Those will ground you in God's love. As someone offering a smile to a stranger, or buying a cup of coffee to for your next door neighbor. Small things. The experience of God's love are the roots. They stem from Christ. These things come through our love in Christ. The fruits of our little mustard seeds of faith do mighty things. They are the fruits of our relationship with others. Support, encouragement, learning, communications, fellowship. Those are all actions in loving one another. God made us for these things. These are our roots, and they are grounded in the love of Christ. Amen. Sometimes these life experiences come in the way of a crisis, don't they? How many of us here have had a crisis in our life? I have several. I'm sure we all have. If you think back on it, it's through our relationships, being rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, that we made it through those crises. It's in those times that we experience the life of faith the most, through the love of Christ in others, that we experienced through others. Now, Jesus, I love him so much. He gave us a really good example of what it means to be rooted and grounded in love in a parable found in Matthew 13 about the farmer that sows the seeds. Now, I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to paraphrase the beginning. But in this parable, a farmer is planting his seeds, sowing his seeds in his field. He scatters them across the field. Some seeds land on a footpath, and those are eaten up very quickly by the birds. And some seeds fell on a thin, rocky soil. Now, those seeds sprouted very quickly, but they died very quickly because the roots had nowhere to go, nothing to hold them up. And then some of the seeds were planted amongst the thorns. And they did pretty well for a while, but then the weeds started choking them out and things got in the way. And they eventually died. And then some seeds fell on fertile soil and produced plentiful crops. And Jesus says, sometimes 100 more times than what was planted was the harvest. And then he tells us at verse 19 in Matthew chapter 13, he says this. He explains the meaning of the seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's words, But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth. So no fruit is produced. Then the seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produces a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. Being rooted and grounded means that no matter what comes, we understand God's love for us and our purpose to love others. Christ dwells in us through our faith, and our faith is strengthened through the love of God as we are rooted and grounded in that love, so that the faith of others may be strengthened through us. That's where the fruit comes. That's where the harvest comes. That's where the seed that was planted in fertile soil produced 100 times the amount of seed that was planted. That's being rooted and grounded in love. Now, then Paul prays that through this grounding that we will know and understand the depth and length and height of God's love, and that if we know how unmeasurable, undeniable, unquantifiable that love is, if we understand that, that is love in Christ. God's love cannot be measured. However, when we are rooted and grounded in God's love, we can grow into the understanding of how great He is. Amen? That's what Paul was praying for us, that we grow in the understanding because of the relationships, because we are rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, and we share that with others. That's our faith. And then Paul prays, and this is the best part, y'all. Just lifts me up, raises me up. Paul prays that we will know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Whoa, that's a wow moment right there. Paul is praying that we be filled with the fullness of God. It's unmeasurable. It's unquantifiable. There's nothing we can do about it. It is a gift. Filled with the fullness of God. We may not ever even understand the depth of God's love, but we know the greatest gift God ever gave us is His love. Amen? And how do we know that? Because He gave us His Son. That is an unmeasurable love, a love that surpasses all understanding. It's whoosh, out of my brain. And we are rooted, and when we are rooted and grounded in that love, our faith is strengthened because Christ dwells in us. Amen. And our hearts are full with the fullness of God. You can't get any greater than the fullness of God. I got to hear an amen on that one. You can't get any better than the fullness of God. And it is through Christ living in our hearts. He dwells in us because we've been rooted and grounded in our faith. Now, that's my favorite part of Paul's prayer, is him asking God to give us the power to grasp that fullness, that we fully get it. This is what he wants for us, that we fully get it, this love of Christ. For then we will be filled with the fullness of God. In his letter, Paul deeply desires and prays that the people of God be filled with Jesus. And Paul knows that that love in Christ, in our actions and our thoughts, is the key to living loved. That's how we can live loved, no matter what we're going through. Living loved. So what does that look like? Well, let me tell you what. It looks like people just like you and me. Just like us. They have God's love tucked into those sacred places. And it's not that they don't need other people. They do. God created us for community and fellowship, to be in fellowship with each other and with those around us. But the way that they love is from a place of their heart, not from empty desperation or envy or jealousy or greed or wanting to be better than the next person. That's not love. That's not the fullness of God living in us. You will know because they are living loved. Amen. Being filled with the fullness of God is the point of this whole prayer. Being strengthened through the power of the Holy Spirit in our inner being so that Christ may dwell in our hearts. So we become rooted and grounded in love, and we grasp together with all of God's people how deep and long and wide God's love is, so that when we know this love, it surpasses all understanding, and we are filled with the goodness of God. Amen? That's what Paul is praying for here. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. As your new pastor, and as we continue on our journey together, like the Apostle Paul, I have a prayer. I pray that the Holy Spirit fills us with God's power, the power to share God's love with others, just as He has loved us. I pray that in God's authority and through His love, that we will not fear, that we will trust, that we will share this love with those in our community that desperately need to know the security of God's love, that we would rise up and go beyond these walls. I pray that we take that little bit of mustard seed of faith and let it be rooted and grounded in Christ, and that it produce fruit. I pray that our strength, our faith, is strengthened by the love of Christ in us, and that we fully realize the depth of God's love, so that we may be filled with the fullness of God. I pray that we are living loved. Amen. Now, in ordinary times, when Pentecostal Peggy shows up, we would have time at the altar this morning. But right now, we can't do that. But what we can do is we can pray where we are. I want us to just spend these last few minutes and think about the fullness of God living in you. This is one of my favorite songs, and I think you'll enjoy it.